Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
First day of April 2004. No, we're not going to have any April Fools on this show. They're too serious to joke and horse around. We're talking about real issues that affect you and your family and your generations to come. And we're going to have wide open phones today. I'm proud of myself yesterday, despite the fact that I had a guest on. We took about 50 calls in the 3 hours yesterday, a lot of those in the third hour. And I'm going to do it again today. We're going to give each caller about a minute, maybe a minute and a half, if they're making a really good point. And then I'm going to make a quick comment and move on. I want to take, let me think of a good number. I want to take about 70 phone calls today on the show. Because a lot of people I talk to try to call in, because once we load the phones up, they stay loaded. Once we give the numbers out, and then a lot of people can never get in. And I don't like that. So when you hear somebody hang up, that's your cue to try to get in. The toll-free number, any issue, any topic you want to discuss, any of the news issues I raise, you're welcome to bring them up. Any questions, any comments, you disagree with me, you agree, whatever. We don't screen the calls. We ask what your name is, sometimes how you're listening, and where you're calling from. And I guess maybe once a month I'll say, hey, I want to talk about this topic for this hour. And, of course, no one follows that rule, so whatever. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Old-time callers, first-time callers, you called once a year ago, whatever, you're all welcome to call in on the show. Let me give you an idea of a topic here that's pretty important. I want to get your take on it. They're trying to equate these dead soldiers and these dead Americans hung up on this bridge to what happened in Somalia with the whole situation in 93 when Clinton wouldn't give the troops the support. And I think it's horrible what happened to the people over there. I think it's even worse in the aggregate that our troops are breathing depleted uranium at 1,000 plus times the safe levels. And then that's the Army's own top scientist who resigned years ago and went forward with all of this, Dr. Ruki. It's a lot worse that our troops have to buy their own body armor. It's a lot worse they're eating contaminated meals provided by Halliburton. It's a lot worse that they're drinking tainted water. Overall, it's a lot worse they're being given anthrax and smallpox experimental shots, and a lot of them have died and become sick from that. A Gulf War veteran from the first war is three times more likely than any other group in the population of having deformed children. And a lot of scientists are saying the numbers are even going to be worse this time. Why is that? Is it the deadly vaccines? Is it the depleted uranium they used in 1991? I mean, if you really care about the troops, let's talk about it. Let's discuss it. And a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, after 9/11, we're not going to have the response of being cowards like we did in 1993, and we got to really destroy the enemy now. Look, what happened to the people over there is wrong. I don't support, some of these barbarous groups in Iraq, but I don't support the barbarous globalists using our military either. I'm able to look at the whole corrupt spectrum and this viper's nest that we've been forced to stick our hand down in. So we'll come back. I'll talk about some of the neocon socialist propaganda. Just all the news is massive today. I haven't even gotten into what's coming up. So I'll cover news for a couple segments, and then we'll just dive. We will plunge into your calls on all these issues. So stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
Yeah. Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The imperial governor of Iraq, Bremer, says killing of 9 Americans in Iraq will not go unpunished. An angry Paul Bremer, the U.S. overseer, the overlord in Iraq, blasted the killing of 9 civilian and military personnel in western Iraq as despicable and inexcusable, and vowed that their deaths will not go unpunished. Addressing 479 new graduates at the Iraq Police Academy. Now, there was also a riot where riot police had to, with rubber bullets and tear gas, and yes, even some real bullets, shoot a crowd who was begging for police jobs. A lot of these riots and problems, you didn't see them at first because a lot of Iraqis thought, wow, this is really the liberation. But soon after, when entire towns had all the men taken down to the age of 10 years of age, according to the Washington Times and New York Times, the military admits this in press conferences, and all the different Halliburton-run concentration camps and the torture deaths and the rest of it, now groups, even like the Shiites that were pro-America, they're now fighting. Now, in the Sunni Triangle, and they're in these areas where the bombings continue, I mean, I don't support the people that are bombing our troops. I care about our troops, even if our troops are being trained to come here and confiscate our firearms. I'm against the policies of the government. And somehow you're not patriotic nowadays if you ask questions or are against wars or are against foreign entanglements. The left in this country, the false left, they want to take over nations. They just want the UN or NATO to do it. And don't worry, the UN and NATO, after the hot summer months are over and the heat of the night has subsided, and after we've played the part of the bad cop, it's official, they're going to be taking over via the new puppet appointed 325-member council. But I hear the neocons last night and this morning on the radio, and I watch a little bit of television, and this is just like Somalia, but we can't be cowardly like Clinton. We've got to really redouble our efforts now and never stop because this happened. Easy for the chicken hawks to sit around and say, I mean, how would you like your country being bombarded and attacked with depleted uranium after 1.5 million Iraqis had already starved to death and died, and then to have troops in your country and to have all this happening? I mean, believe me, you wouldn't be happy if let's say the Germans or the Russians came over here and did this. Let's say we had a dictator and he was real bad, but let's say the Germans had sold the American dictator the weapons and supported him killing Americans and let's say attacking Canada. And when he attacked Canada, suddenly Europe got together and said, we're coming over here to get the dictator. And once they did, they started arresting all the men and not letting you have shops on the streets and taking over your newspapers and shutting everything down. And, you know, the tanks were driving around with skulls on them. What would you do? How would you behave? And look, a lot of people are saying, oh, this is probably some staged CIA deal where they had a hit team, of Arab-controlled terrorists, which the globalists do have tens of thousands of that work for the CIA, attack this convoy, burn these bodies, do this. And I don't think that's the case. I think this really happened because that's what Iraqis do. It's a very tribal, ancient society, and that they've done this in the past. Before Saddam was put in publicly by the CIA in the late 1970s, before they overthrew the communist government that had been in there, before that communist government had been in place, up until the early 60s, I mean, different tribes would grab different people and tear them apart between two automobiles or two horses, burning bodies, hanging them up from lampposts. I mean, this is tribal warfare. Look at what the Jews and Palestinians do to each other. It's just the same thing over and over again. And there's about, 10 different factions murdering and killing and bombing each other, and our troops are in the middle of it time and time again. I mean, Paul Harvey isn't unpatriotic, and I heard him this morning say that we've backed into a viper's nest. I said we stuck our arm, our legs, our whole body in it. And it's just horrible. But, they open fire, they blow these vehicles up, and then these destitute, poor, pathetic, starving people, feeling so pathetic, want to have some type of victory, so they frolic with the dead bodies. I mean, everybody says it's horrible, it's evil, it's totally wicked, and I am sad with the troops, and it is a bad thing. But what did the Italians do to Mussolini? Whether Mussolini was good or bad, I'm saying he's bad. I mean, they hung him up and drug his body around and spit on him for days. So this is what happens when the people feel oppressed, okay? And I'm not saying our troops should be the focus of that. It's wrong. But the greater evil is cutting the veterans' health care, letting them breathe the depleted uranium, denying them health care treatment if they complain about the VA, which has been admitted in mainstream news, giving them all these deadly vaccines. That's what's the greater evil en masse, that the Hollywood shock value of these private security firm individuals, are they DynCorp? Are they Halliburton security people? I mean, I haven't seen that yet. They just say private security firm and some U.S. troops. So I hear the neocons going, we got to hit them even harder now. We got to do even more to them. You know, it's funny. It's bad to hang up these dead bodies and do this to these dead bodies, and I agree, but somehow it's good to have all the TV shows telling us that torture's good, and somehow it was good when the UN mutilated all those Somalis and mutilated all those Rwandans and put nine-year-old children over open fires and ripped their guts out and beat them to death and raped them. Somehow that's just what troops do. But that's a good thing. Well, no, I think it's a bad thing. So this is what happens in war, and if you don't think our troops haven't mutilated dead bodies and worn ear necklaces and finger necklaces, and if you don't think they haven't hung enemies up dead out of trees, well, you just don't know history. And war is a horrible, corrupting thing, and this is what happens. But just the double think that it's good when we do it under the control of the globalists, but when these poor, pathetic, mindless idiots do it. And by the way, I heard the neocons, as if they were reading off a script, going, this is the same thing the Palestinians did on 9/11, handing out cakes and celebrating. That's been proven and admitted to have been two-year-old footage at the time of 9/11. That was not real. Now, I'm not saying that there weren't some Arabs out celebrating, but the footage they showed you wasn't from 9/11. But now they're trying to retread all of that. And by the way, buildings got blown up by the globalists on 9/11, but let's take the mainstream view by some people that actual 19 magical hijackers did all this, and these buildings are brought down, and it's a terrible thing. But a lot of people celebrate when we see Palestinian five-story buildings blown up with everybody inside of them to kill one guy. And, this is collateral damage. This is acceptable. That's somehow good. I mean, nobody's got the power of this empire. The thousands of aircrafts and cruise missiles and bombers and helicopters and impregnable tanks running around smashing. I mean, I remember watching snuff films last year. You go, snuff films? Yeah, on Fox News. Literal snuff films. It was live video from the backs of tanks. And they were driving down the highway and there were bread trucks and ambulances, and they would just open fire on them, and dead people would spill out bleeding, and images of splattered, melted bodies and children on the ground, and the troops just yelling and screaming with pleasure. And a Reuters reporter at a hotel walked up to Marines after they just shot a bunch of people and said, you just killed children. And the Marines screamed, I love it, I want to kill more. So they got live snuff films on television, driving into Baghdad, just shooting anything that moved? Well, that's just war. Well, yeah, 20,000 dead civilians. That's just war. Or, when the cruise missile drops in the wrong spot and kills 30 people. Well, that's just war. No big deal. But then a few dead Americans are hanging up. And it's so horrible. How can they do that? Where's the animals? What kind of people are they? Again, I'm just saying, let's be honest about this. Let's be honest about it. We shouldn't be in that country, and it's going to get worse until the UN comes in as the savior. We've been used. Our troops have been used. We've been lied to, and Bush thinks it's funny to put on a slideshow. We're going to hear an audio clip of this later, where he's sitting around making jokes about, no weapons there, no weapons here, ha, 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 and where are the weapons of mass destruction? Well, we know you sold them to your business partner, but they were taken out by your buddies, the UN, in the 90s. So we'll get your response, your take on this. I mean, what do you think about it? I mean, of course it makes me angry. Of course I'm tribal. Of course I still support our military and still don't like seeing our troops being killed. Because I know our troops. I know they're good people. But this is an evil war. And it's so hypocritical to slaughter and rend and kill defenseless populations, and then when they get a chance to drag some dead bodies around to boost their pathetic, crushed egos, everyone howls that, we've entered the ninth circle of hell. That's true. We have entered the ninth circle of hell. The whole world is being swallowed by the Illuminati. They're the people that put the cancer viruses in your vaccines. Roll your sleeves up and enjoy.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
New Avacor makes your hair visibly thicker and fuller with the very first application. Call 800-397-7234. 800-397-7234. Avacor is proven to stop hair loss and regrow hair. We're so sure Avacor will work for you, there's up to a full one-year guarantee. Call today. 800-397-7234. That's 800-397-7234. Regrow your hair with Avacor. Call 800-397-7234. Order Avacor today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. Their seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Here in a few minutes, I'm going to play a clip from the BBC, and it's on prisonplanet.com, and yeah, we'll stream it over the net so the audio isn't the best, but it's okay. Where Bush talks about no weapons of mass destruction here, no weapons of mass destruction there. You know, it's not funny. It's not a joke. And just because the socialist, your cousin, your skull and bones coffin mate, Kerry comes out and says, yeah, Bush, what you did was wrong, that doesn't suddenly make it okay for conservatives. See, this is how the left-right system works. The Democrats will come out and say something is good, so suddenly Republicans all have to say, no, it's bad. And then Republicans will come out and say something's good, and the Democrats will say it's bad. And so neocons say, oh, it must be good, and the Democrats say it's bad. This is all part of the mind control that they engage in. But yes, it was wrong to get up there and make jokes about the non-existent weapons of mass destruction. Of course, they could plant those at any time. They could deploy those babies at any time. And then we'll come back in the next segment and start going to your calls. I also want to talk about a neocon big government pimp that I listened to for about 10 minutes yesterday. And I wish I could have recorded this call and played it. A lot of you probably heard it. It was on the Rush Limbaugh program, and Roger Hedgecock was on there, the liberal Republican former government minion there in L.A., up there. And, well, I'll just talk about it later, because it was so incredible what he called a conspiracy theory. And well, just a tidbit of this now, he called a caller a liberal because he wanted to get the oil out of Alaska and didn't want to send it to just Japan. You see, you're now a liberal if you're pro-gun. You're now a liberal if you're pro-border. You're now a liberal if you're anti-NAFTA and GATT. No, they are the liberals. That's how they won. That's how they took over, was by fooling you. And until you wake up to that, it's over, people. It's over. They're going to get your guns. They're going to keep dumbing down your children. They're going to do it all. But right now, here's this clip of Lord Bush. Here it is.
It was meant to be a humorous look at life within the White House. But an after-dinner speech by U.S. President George Bush has backfired after he made a joke about the search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. During the black tie dinner for journalists, Mr. Bush presented a slideshow, poking fun at himself, his political rival, Senator John Kerry, and senior members of his own administration.
Here I am trying to explain John Kerry's foreign policy.
The annual dinner traditionally features an amusing speech by the president of the day. Thus, it was a joke about the fruitless search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq which drew the criticism. Mr. Bush used a series of slides showing him searching under furniture in the Oval Office.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. Nope, no weapons over there.
Senator Kerry, who will challenge Mr. Bush for the White House in November, said the president had shown a stunningly cavalier attitude to the issues of war and the search for weapons. More than 500 U.S. soldiers have died since the war began, and thousands more have been injured. Mr. Bush did end his speech on a more serious note, acknowledging the work of the U.S. military abroad. But these comments have been overshadowed by the rest of the speech, which was branded as tasteless and ill-judged. Lynn Morrell, CBC News.
All right. So, there you have it. But, see, Kerry, his skull and bones WWF fake election partner, comes out and criticizes it. So, see, now if you criticize the president, you're John F. Kerry. See how they do that? And, I mean, nobody hates their military more than Kerry. I mean, they're just all in this together. It's a disgusting joke. Now, just briefly, I heard the last 10 minutes of the Rush Limbaugh program because it you know, goes for an hour after the show's over. I was out doing errands, and I heard 10 minutes of it at the end. And a caller calls in, and he goes, you know, we need to get the oil out of Alaska. We need to, you know, the Bushes are in business with the Saudis, and they're part of these oil prices being higher. This is all a big scam. You know, the Carlyle Group. And then you could tell that Roger Hedgecock delayed him out so you couldn't hear the rest of what he said. And then he just laughed and said, you wild conspiracy theorists. Used to it was only the extreme far right wing that believed in all these conspiracies. Now that's all the left's talking about. Started laughing and the show ended. So, and a lot of you probably heard that. So the Carlyle Group being in business with the Saudis, and they didn't even mention the Bin Ladens, that's a conspiracy theory when it's public knowledge, 100 mainstream articles. And he called the guy a liberal because he wanted to get the oil out of Alaska. So see, now you're a liberal and a conspiracy theorist. I mean, it's like Limbaugh trying to deny that Skull and Bones existed, then later admitting, oh, yeah, I know it's real. What's the big deal? I mean, you know, and the UN's not taking over our courts either, huh? I mean, they're there to make sure conservatives don't wake up. They're there to neutralize you. It's disgusting.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, with a rebroadcast from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Central Standard Time. 9 hours a day, no matter what schedule you're on, you can always catch the show, the broadcast. Before we go to Tracy and Chuck and Jim and Ben and Don and others and start blitzing through your great calls, a couple key program notes here. You know, this show also goes out on Global Shortwave, and a few months ago we switched shortwave providers, and we were only able to get the first 2 hours of the daytime show from 11 to 1 on WWCR. That was all that was available on 9475. And at night we were only able to get the second 2 hours, 10 to midnight, not the first hour, 9 to 10 Central, on 3210. Well, we've gotten the first hour now for you at night, and so you can hear all 3 hours of the nighttime show at 3210, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, and we're going to try to get that third hour during the day as well. Okay, I want to just speak a few more minutes about Roger Hedgecock, and then we'll go to all your calls, and then hopefully you want to talk about what happened to our troops and these civilians. It's horrible, but, you know, some of these people were, quote, private security firm folks, the DynCorp crowd. And I wonder what people think of DynCorp in Bosnia, where they've been caught kidnapping 200,000 women and children, according to the BBC Associated Press. They were convicted in court of that in 2002 for 2,000 crimes. Again, I mean, the point is that there's evil on all sides, and it's not good. And that's why George Washington said, stay out of foreign entanglements. Also, UN powers mulling security force for Iraq, the takeover force. Official, NATO may lead intel Iraq force, or internal Iraq force. Medical evacuations in Iraq war hit 18,000 in the last 365 days. And now we're up to, what, 370-something days. But in the first 365 days, 18,000 plus medical evacuations from Iraq. Many of those gunshot wounds, you name it. Also, military sex assault linked to friendly fire. Record rapes going on of women. Well, yeah, because we have record women in frontline positions. In a war situation where, let's just say, people's morals tend to degrade a bit. Get the women out of frontline positions. Let them be generals and admirals or whatever. And let them be in, you know, support roles. I mean, let them be in power positions, but let's not stick them in the tanks or out on the front lines. How's that sound? Also, we will get into crude oil. Back over the weekend, OPEC said, "Oh, we're gonna increase production," and then an hour later, literally, they said, "Oh, actually, we're going to cut production." And now they've announced that our good friends the Saudis are to slash it. And it's going to make gas prices even explode more. Plus, that refinery, BP refinery, blew up 2 days ago down in Houston, British Petroleum. And so just enjoy yourselves. And another thing that Roger Hedgehog did. And again, this is a former, slimeball city council member from L.A., one of the, you know, great neocon fake conservatives. They know how to deliver you slavery. He's in the whole Arnold Schwarzenegger vein. Arnold will make a good governor because he's for abortion, gun control, open borders, issuing ID cards. Again, they're not conservatives, people, but they're to pacify you. I listened to 10 minutes of this guy. And, you know, he went into, we've got to be brave. We got to stay in Iraq. Oh, we got to do all this. Our glorious military leader will save us. And he, you know, got off into all these different discussions of the evil liberals and what they're up to. Yes, we know they're evil. We know they want the UN to run things. They're your left arm. But then this caller, gets on the show and says we need to get the Alaskan oil, as I said earlier, and we need to stop shipping it to Japan, and we need to, discuss how our supposed allies, the Saudis, are gouging us right now and how Bush will do nothing about it because he's in business with them through the Carlyle Group. And Hedgecock said, that's a conspiracy theory. That's not true. You wild-eyed liberals, I tell you, you guys are like the far right wing now. You know, you're just as dangerous. Oh, we're dangerous from the far right wing. And, you're just incredible. And the left has been taken over by these conspiracy theories. And in a way, that's true. Yes, we've broken through real conservatives, real libertarians. We've deprogrammed the left. They're out buying guns. They're realizing the environmental movement's controlled by your big banker bosses, your neocon bosses. They're realizing the real spectrum, and they're deprogramming en masse, and you're in deep trouble. You're in a lot of trouble. So you better think about that long and hard, that now when I go to a peace rally, about a third of the people there are wearing pro-gun shirts or holding up anti-New World Order signs, and I'm up there educating the leftists about the Federal Reserve. You better worry, because you're not keeping us all divided into our false left-right camps. So you're a conspiracy theorist if you think the oil's being shipped to Japan, which they admit that's where almost all the oil goes from Alaska, a 100-year supply for us, by the way, that we can't have. And then the Hedgehog went on to say that, oh, well, see, the oil prices are up. This proves it wasn't about oil. Well, funny, I read the big oil company documents here on air before the war, and that's why they went after Saddam. OPEC was mad at Saddam, the cartel set up by the British, controlled by the globalists, the Arabs of the front, as well as a few other OPEC members like Venezuela. What really happened with all of this is Saddam Hussein was selling masses of oil and driving down oil prices. And that's why everybody got angry at him and OPEC got angry at him. That's the point I made before the war. I said they're going to go in there and the oil is not going to flow, and that's going to jack up the prices. And that's because before, Saddam wouldn't go with OPEC. OPEC couldn't raise prices because Saddam would undercut them. Okay? So this was in the news in 1990. This is admitted. And so it's about monopoly control. It's like Alaska. You notice Bush has the Supreme Court, the House, the Senate, and the executive branch. He could sign an executive order today and have that oil flowing into the U.S., sweet crude oil, massive fields of it all over the place. Just incredible amount. But notice that didn't happen, and notice that's supposed to be off the radar screen now. So going into Afghanistan, going into Iraq, it's about controlling it. And yes, taking Basra port and using that for selective oil sales, and then using the Haifa oil pipeline that was destroyed in the early 50s and reconnecting it, which they're doing to Israel, and they admit Israel is going to get free oil. So just like with Alaska, only Japan and China get the oil out of Alaska, and now it'll be selectively sold to certain people. And you're going to be trained, just like the Europeans, who now pay $6 a gallon on average, you're going to be trained to pay $3 a gallon by the time they're done with it, and you'll thank them for it. And so when a caller brings up that the Carlyle Group has all these Bin Ladens and Saudis and the Bushes and oil companies on it, and that they collude to jack up oil prices, which even the documents that have been released that Cheney couldn't block shows they were planning to do, their own documents, not what somebody else says like O'Neill or somebody. Even with all that, it's a conspiracy theory. How many times did I hear Rush Limbaugh? And he pacified me for years. I've been listening to that guy for 12 years, 13 years. I remember he kept my development frustrated and frozen for a long time. You know, where I thought the Republicans were good and didn't see their Trojan horse activities. And he said the UN's not taking over the courts, they're not taking over the national parks, it's a lie. There is no New World Order. The CFR doesn't exist. 10 years ago, he'd say that. It doesn't exist. Then I found out they were publishing his books. the publishing house owned by the CFR publishes his books. It's an imprint of the CFR. I mean, you know, it doesn't exist. Just like Carlyle Group doesn't exist, and oil being sent to from Alaska to Japan doesn't exist. I mean, it's incredible. It's amazing. So they, to use the term they use, are the liberals. And they've got the good cop, bad cop scam going here. And so I want you to think about that. And I'm going to be honest with listeners. I'm not a rich man. And we need your support. But I'm going to be honest with you. I've got family that, and someday I guess I'll get that money, and I don't even want it particularly. Rather have the family be around. But let me just say this. Having gas prices high makes my family a lot of money with the little gas wells and stuff. So, again, I'm here telling the world how to drive down gas prices. And it will directly affect me. But see, I don't care about money. Just thought I'd add that little tidbit in there for you. So let's go ahead and go to some calls. We'll get into all this news. Let's go ahead and talk to Tracy in Colorado. Tracy, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. There was a time when I was naive enough to think of America as a good Samaritan. Like we would go somewhere to another country that where people really needed our help.
Well, America's good. It's those controlling us that are bad.
Well, until I found out about the Burma situation and how...
where the UN killed 3,000 people just to get their land?
Well, not only, I don't know about that exactly, but the fact that there was a legal election where Aung San Suu Kyi was actually elected as the leader, but the Burma government never let her take power and actually keeps her, you know, locked up.
When you were in college, You went to college, right?
Police science degree.
Yeah. I bet you had some history. Don't you remember gunboat diplomacy over the last 150 years? If a third world Latin American country didn't let our corporations basically own them, how the Marines would be landed and they'd burn whole cities down? You never read about that?
Not a lot of history, no.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our troops would burn entire cities all over Latin America. And that's history. And they didn't even say they were commies back then. Oh, they're commies, we're going to kill them. They would just go in, level cities, and say, okay, we run things, and appoint a dictator. Go ahead.
Well, the point of this is the fact that they say we're going to these countries to fight terrorism. I know that Burma has terrorists. I've heard them mentioned in the whole group of terrorism.
And Bush's campaign goodies are made there.
Exactly. I just read that, and that's what prompted my call. And the fact, I would like your listeners to know that we don't go and help people. And Burma, they have refugees all over Thailand that still sit there and have to, you know, pack up their makeshift schools and run constantly as, you know, things keep coming after them as far as their illegal government. So just wanting people to know that we don't go help people because there's nothing
in Burma. By the way, Bush's sweatshirts are made in Burma. And then when they got caught doing it, they said, oh, and this was in the AP report on Drudge. We posted on InfoWars yesterday. I never even mentioned it. That was something in the stack we never got to. And they said, oh, it was that one shirt. We only got
one shirt.
And that's the one shirt that the Washington Post bought for its study of this. It's just the one shirt they magically bought is the one shirt they bought from Burma. All the others are made in America. And what do you want to bet that if you buy one of those shirts, it's going to say made in Burma?
Yeah, and the major point is...
No. Only one shirt was made in Burma. And that's the one that magically got sold to the Washington Post.
The Washington Post. Thank God. At least we got to see one shirt.
But it was one shirt. They only bought one. The one shirt... Think of that lie. A two-year-old can figure out that's a lie. Thanks for the call. Great points. I'm glad you brought it up. Chuck in Texas, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I had noticed in the paper this morning that the World Court had sided with Mexico on the death penalty cases.
Texas has been following their rulings. That was years ago. They had another ruling, and so, again, if you're an illegal alien, you were untouchable.
They claimed because they couldn't contact their consulate, you know, the Mexican consulate, that... That was illegal, you know, by...
Well, they ruled 2 years ago that the death penalty's unlawful, and the Supreme Court overturned the Arizona conviction of two German brothers that brutally murdered a bunch of people in a bank, and Arizona told the feds, hey, we're not going to listen to you, we're killing them! And I'm glad they did.
Well, you know, I'm really not sure how I feel about the death penalty, you know, because there's so much collusion that goes on.
Yeah, they can torture you into a confession. They've been caught framing thousands coast to coast. But with these Germans, they were caught on video and they later confessed. But I'm for the death penalty in spirit, but I don't trust this government to administer it.
Certainly.
I'm certainly against a federal death penalty.
Well, I like this quote by Fox here. It said, we're going to keep fighting for legal rights and human rights so that our countrymen don't get the death penalty. That kind of says it all, doesn't it?
It does, Chuck. What else is on your mind? What do you think about the troops and Dine Corps people getting strung up? I think it's horrible, but we really shouldn't be in Iraq.
No, you know, that whole thing is a put on, you know, is a put up job, you know, from 9/11 on, and they're just leading the American people by the nose with all the propaganda that they have, UPI and. You know, just all the controlled media, Associated Press and everything, you never get the truth.
Well, you get a lot of the truth on the news wires. It just never makes it in the paper. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Jim in Florida. Jim, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I have a couple things I'd like to talk about today. I wanted to go back to what you were talking about, the ambush in, I believe it's Fallujah?
Yes.
For one thing, well, I agree with you. This is not a CIA op or some kind of, you know, this is a pretty nasty place, and it was just a week ago that a Humvee was hit there. So you got to expect this kind of thing. But the way this was photographed and the way it's presented, yeah, I believe that. They had the people there to take the pictures to use this as propaganda like they did in Mogadishu. And I'm sorry, folks, but think about it for a minute. If this was your country and the same thing was going on in your neighborhood and people got hung from the bridge, I don't think you'd be too upset about it. And I think you'd be jumping around clapping. You beat the bad guys. So, you know, you got to expect this kind of thing. The picture that's missing that wasn't shown on the news from this series of photographs that tells the story, for me anyways, is a picture of a six-year-old boy that lives in this town looking out from the doors of his house that are covered in bullet holes. Folks, if this was going on in your neighborhood, you'd be doing this, aren't
you? Yeah, I saw that. It was probably 200 bullet holes into his house, and they just our government's killed 20,000 Iraqis. And my point is that it's all horrible. We shouldn't be there. I'm sad the troops are getting killed.
I have something else to ask you. Can you hold me?
Just ask the question. Go ahead.
Okay. The other night when you were on Rent, are you aware that the data stream for Rent was blocked the entire time he was on?
No. What happened?
I couldn't get on Rent's site to even get on the live feed. It's never been down. I've been going to Rent's website for years.
Wow. Thanks for the call.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long, for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Yesterday, I took 20, 30 calls an hour, and I said I wanted to do that today, and I've been a lot of news, a lot of things I had to say, and we haven't done that. So we start going to calls in the next hour, and I'm about to go back to them right now, but just a minute or so, make your comments, ask your question. It's my fault I'm going slow here because there's so much stuff. I want to get to a lot of you, and the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Before I go back to your calls and then to more news, I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I published another book. I carry great books on tape that expose the New World Order that are professionally produced. I carry great pro-gun, which you would call liberal because you're a neocon, some of you out there. But I carry pro-gun, anti-tyranny t-shirts. We just got a lot of great materials that are there to wake people up that are riveting. Whether it's 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, or Masters of Terror, both those films expose 9/11, a government-sponsored terror, or Police State 3 Total Enslavement that covers the whole New World Order agenda, or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove exposing the elite's occult activities, you need to have these full-length feature videos. They're all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more of any of the titles. And the books range in price from $5 to $25. You know, from 60 pages to 750 pages long. They're all great. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure, safe online shopping cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's go ahead now and take more calls. Let's talk to Ben in Idaho. Ben?
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I've got in front of me a copy of a letter from the Idaho County Farm Bureau that was sent to the Superintendent of Public Instructions in Boise on March 22, 2004. I'd like to read you just three sentences out of the letter. The following is a quote from a civics textbook, 10th to 12th grade. We the people, the citizen, and the Constitution, which has been authorized and funded by Appropriations Bill H.R. 6. The existence of a written Constitution or Bill of Rights does not mean that citizens actually have the rights they contain. Nor does the existence of laws passed by our federal, state, and local government guarantee the citizens will actually receive the rights the laws are supposed to protect.
So I guess the government's notifying itself that, hey, let's violate their rights.
Well, the government's notifying high school students that the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and all federal, state, and local laws are meaningless.
Well, at least they're being honest. I mean,
yeah, they are.
They still have meaning because there are God-given rights, but these pack of criminals are ignoring it. Will you please fax that to me?
Yeah, I'll get somebody who's got a fax.
Or scan it in and email it to tips at Infowars.com. Let me give you my fax line.
Okay, let me grab a...
Okay, go ahead and get that pen.
Okay, I got it.
It's 512...
512-899-9809.
Yeah, and please fax it. And people, don't send me 50-page faxes. Keep them down to one or two pages.
Yeah, this is like 4 pages, the whole thing.
Yeah, go ahead and send it to me.
Sir,
may I talk to you for a second? Will you please fax that today?
Yes, I will.
Okay, go ahead.
They go on to say that... our founders took the ideas of a Roman Republic, classical republicanism, when they formed our country, and that view was that the citizens were not to be concerned with making money and taking care of their families, but with the government and the common good, and that there would be no inequality of wealth.
You got to send me that. That's pure gold. That's pure communism. Oh, that's unbelievable. Please, stay there. Stay there.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels.
harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.